It's Thursday, October 21st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a new state rule to bar new oil and gas wells within 3,200 feet of homes, schools, or hospitals. It comes from a panel of 15 public health experts who say oil or gas production means more asthma, heart disease, and pregnancy complications in nearby neighborhoods. Here's the governor today in Wilmington, home to LA's highest concentration of oil wells.
You've heard from so many of the leaders about their personal story, the doctors that are trying to encourage mothers to get exercise, but those mothers are told that they have to close the windows at their own home and they shouldn't go out. And so today, we're not denying that reality. We're taking some responsibility.
Turning the governor's proposed 3,200-foot no oil or gas well zone into reality is going to take months, and remember, it applies only to new oil or gas wells, although wells already close to homes, schools, and hospitals would have new pollution monitoring requirements. The Riverside Union School District has placed a high school math teacher on leave after a video went viral that shows her dancing around a classroom in a Native American headdress and chanting what sounds like a war whoop. Was apparently a mnemonic, so katoa, a phrase to remember trigonometry concepts. The Native American student who recorded the video saw the teachers chant differently. Riverside Union said much the same, calling the chant completely unacceptable and an offensive depiction of Native American cultures. Anti-Asian hate crimes rose by 76% in Los Angeles County last year. KPCC's Josie Wong has looked through the numbers.
The LA County Commission on Human Relations says cases increased from 25 in 2019 to 44 last year. Three-quarters of the crimes involved physical violence, compared to 58% 2 years earlier. And in more than a fifth of incidents, the suspects explicitly blamed the victims for COVID-19. The commission maintains crimes are still being underreported because of linguistic and cultural barriers and immigration status. Community leaders also cite fear of police and unwanted attention. In instances in which a suspect was identified, 42% were white, followed by Latinos at 36% and African Americans at 19%. The commission says this is significant to note, quote, because nationally there has been speculation that African Americans were most frequently suspects in anti-Asian crimes, end quote. I'm Josie Wong.
You can see it from the 110 freeway in Highland Park, another tiny home village with shelter, showers, meals, and restrooms for Angelenos who've been living in camps or on the street. It just opened. It's the biggest in the country, 117 small-size homes that provide a safe place to stay for more than 200 people, built in just 90 days on a nearly 7-acre strip of land in Arroyo Seco Park. Can't miss them. They're painted in bright colors by the green-haired YouTube artist Zach Say and a team of volunteers. Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission is running the tiny home village, and it's sponsoring an art walk through the village Saturday evening from 5 to 8. Game 5, National League Championship Series, Dodger Stadium, Dodgers and Braves. Braves are up 3-1, so it's a win or stay home for the Dodgers if they win. They'll head to Atlanta for Game 6 on Saturday. It's a bullpen game for the Dodgers, all pitchers available if needed. The Braves starting their ace lefty and Santa Monica native, Max Fried. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.